Hey everyone, I'm Jason V. This is Local Color, a show about the local color that makes Baltimore great. Today's episode's a little different. The interviews you'll hear are with volunteers and employees of Grid Alternatives, a renewable energy nonprofit that provides low-income families with solar panel installation at no cost to the homeowner. First stop on the interview train,
Kirsten Rumsey with Grid Alternatives, Mid-Atlantic.
I met Kirsten by way of Raina Askew, who I met during the Brioxi Innovation Summit. Not only does Grid install solar panels for free,
we also provide job training services. So our volunteers and job training partners come out and get hands-on solar installation experience.
In the Baltimore area, Grid has partnered with Baltimore Energy Challenge and Morgan State University to install solar panels on over 24 homes. At the time of the interview, we were at an install site in Northwest Baltimore, right by Pimlico Racecourse. So close, in fact, you could see the racetrack from the house's pitched roof. That means sloped. Based out of Oakland, California, Grid Alternatives has international reach.
We've got an office in Nicaragua, and we have some projects going on in Nepal. We don't have an office there at the moment, but yeah, we've got an international program. Most of our offices are out in California. We're an affiliate office located in D.C.
That affiliate office covers D.C. and Baltimore with hopes of expansion.
Ultimately, our office located in D.C. will serve Delaware, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia.
With larger cities along the East Coast like Atlanta and New York, I asked Kirsten what made Grid choose the Mid-Atlantic.
And a lot of it has to do with the policy. So we have to move into a space where the state and local policy supports low-income solar. So DC has a great solar policy they just passed in the renewable portfolio standard that has a carve out for solar and money set aside for low income solar.
As far as this region goes, DC gets all the shine. But when asked about Baltimore's policies and approach to renewable energy, Kirsten believes Charm City's on the right path.
We've found them to be great partners. We've worked with them on several projects, including Morgan Community Mile. So we've been very happy with their support and our solar installations here in Baltimore.
My next set of interviews were with two young men, Chance and Kendrick. They volunteered their time to help with the installation. They're both involved with the Baltimore Energy Challenge, which is how they learned about Grid.
During our time at the Baltimore Energy Challenge, we have different other nonprofits and groups come in and speak to us about their programs, and Grid happened to be one of them. They came in, they did an orientation, and they gave us a brief training, and then they invited a few of us out for a special install a few months ago, actually. And so me and Kendrick were two of the people who came out for that install.
Kendrick was attracted to Grid because of what they do on and off the roof, so to speak.
Me and Chance was interested by seeing what they do in the field and also behind the field as well.
What do they do behind the field?
Behind the field, train younger generation or train other people who between 18 to 25. Okay. They train them like about Grid and different solar panels and different things.
As I wrapped up my interview with the two volunteers, Chance gave his final thoughts about Grid.
I believe Grid is actually a really, really cool program. And in our line of work, we actually, well, some of us teach residents and students and people about sustainable energy. And so I think it's a fantastic opportunity to actually be here participating and installing this stuff and seeing how this stuff works.
Next stop, up the ladder and onto the pitched roof. Solar panel installation might not be your calling if you're afraid of heights. I was fitted with a safety harness attached to a yo-yo. If someone were to, say, fall off the roof, the yo-yo would kick in and catch them before they hit the ground. You'd probably have a case of whiplash, but that beats a funeral. I put my recorder and headphones in a bucket that gets pulled up to the roof and made sure I had good footing as I climbed up the ladder. Once on the roof, I stood back as the volunteers got to work. They had the frame for the panels down and were taking measurements to install them. After a few minutes went by, I was able to make my rounds and started with the team lead for an interview.
My name is Nadine.
Nadine's from Austria. She came to the States after graduating from engineering school in her home country. I asked her how she linked up with Grid.
I started out as a volunteer I was volunteering with them for a while, and then a position opened and I got hired.
While she was in school, Nadine learned a lot about different types of renewable energy.
Solar thermal to solar electric to geothermal, hydroelectric.
Just anything alternative?
Yeah.
There's several different ways we can power our homes, but for the time being, solar seems to be the most popular and probably the most cost efficient. Like most volunteers and employees of GRID, Nadine believes in renewable energy, and it has other benefits besides being sustainable.
If you're looking for a job or for a career to go into, I would say renewable energy is something really interesting to consider.
The harnesses make it a little tough to move around the roof, but I managed to step over an installation frame and talk to Ola, a volunteer who learned about GRID from a friend.
Went to the website, took orientation, and this is my first volunteer.
Ola was born in the States but has ties to Nigeria. According to him, renewable energy is an emerging industry in Nigeria and the African continent.
I understand it's picking up in Africa, period. I know a friend of mine has a project in Congo that we're going to use solar to power aquaponics.
Even West African celebrities are investing in solar. With his Lighting Africa project, former singer Akon has provided electricity to several African nations, including Sierra Leone and the singer's hometown of Senegal. Even though it was rainy and cold, Ola was enjoying his time on the installation.
I'm just glad to be here and hopefully stay safe.
As Ola got back to work, I was able to get some FaceTime with Elvis, who at the time of the interview was studying industrial engineering at Morgan State. Like Ola, this was Elvis's first installation. He applied to volunteer in January, but many of the installs were a little too far away.
You know, most of the stuff is in like California somewhere. So this was probably the first time that they sent me an email telling me that there was an opportunity that was just like, it was in like 20 minutes from my house, from where I live.
Working with renewables is something new for Elvis, something challenging. It wasn't the prospect of a job or working in an emerging industry that interested Elvis. He just likes learning.
I came from Africa. I used to do electrical engineering back home in Africa. So when I got in here, I wanted to do something different. I'm like all my life, I've been in an engineering zone.
Yeah.
So no matter what I like to do or not, I just like to know. Even if like a car's mechanic, I'm not a mechanic, but I like to know how it functions. That's how I've always lived my life when it comes to engineering stuff.
The final interview with Essie, an AmeriCorps volunteer, was cut short by rain. When I interviewed Nadine and Ola, there was a light drizzle. By the time I got to Essie, it was coming down in fat drops. Even with harnesses and yo-yos, a wet roof isn't a safe place to be, especially a sloped roof, so Nadine called the installation for the day. I was able to capture some sound from Essie, who learned about GRID through the Baltimore Energy Challenge.
Part of AmeriCorps definitely like makes me happy because it gives me opportunities to actually be part of things like this, where you can actually have hands-on experience. When the opportunity arose to do a solar install, I was like, yeah, sure.
With the rain coming down even harder, everyone scurried off the roof and took refuge under the house's awning. The team would return at a later date to finish the installation. If you want to learn more about their initiative, check out GRID's website, gridalternatives.org/midatlantic. There you can look at their impact map, which shows how many systems they've installed and lifetime savings for the systems. At last check, it was over $2 million. You can also sign up to volunteer, and who knows, maybe even land a job like Nadine.
I was doing this for free, basically, before volunteering, and now I get paid for it.
Today's episode of Local Color was written, produced, narrated, edited, and published by me, Jason V. Follow Local Color on Instagram at Local Color Podcast. You can also like Local Color on Facebook, facebook.com/localcolor. Head to Local Color's website, localcolorpodcast.com, where you can listen to the entire catalog. Also, please subscribe to Local Color on Apple Podcasts to get those push notifications when new episodes drop. Thanks for listening. I'm Jason V, and I'll be back with more Local Color.